Exercises 2 and 3, page 21. Speaker 1.
We lived in the suburbs of the city, and it was in a rather ordinary-looking house on a quiet street with other families just like ours. My parents had saved for years for the down payment, and they were so proud of that little place. I suppose it couldn't have been that expensive, because there was a drawback. There was a train that went by a short distance away. It was only four times a day, but it felt like a lot more. It shook the house, and we had to turn up the telly just to hear what was going on. But it was home.
Speaker 2.
My family had a three-bedroom house on the outskirts of the city. My parents sold it years ago and moved into a small flat. I remember being in the neighbourhood years later as an adult and driving past the old house. It hadn't changed at all. They hadn't even changed the colour of the paint on the exterior. I never cared for that shade of brown. It was actually so bright and colourful inside. I loved the colour of my room, but my sister hated the fact that my parents had painted her room pink and mine light blue. I guess she has a point there.
Speaker 3.
My mum had always wanted a big house in the suburbs, but on Dad's salary, what we ended up with was a flat just outside the centre. Mum always complained about the size of it, but I thought it was more than enough for the three of us. I really liked having neighbours so close. I made some good friends in the building that I still have today. As a child, I really liked taking the lift to visit my friends. My parents used to get angry with me because sometimes I would sneak out to visit them.
Speaker 4.
I spent the first 5 years of my life in my grandparents' home. My parents were saving to buy a flat. The house was three stories, and for a small child, it seemed like a mansion. My grandparents lived on the first floor. We had the upper two floors. I used to drive my parents mad by running up and down the stairs all the time. My grandparents never complained. I think they were just happy to have us there, and especially me. After all, I was their first grandchild.